The Hunger Games has made a lot of money. The first three films each set box office records.
Listen to me. You're stronger than they are. You are. Get to a bow.
They may not have...
Well, if you show them how good you are. They just want a good show. That's all they want. If they don't have a bow, then you make one, okay? You know how to hunt.
But the movies are also having another effect, an increased interest in archery. For more, we turn to Tanya Washburn, archery education coordinator for the Arizona Game and Fish Department.
In Arizona, we attribute the word of mouth from the Parks and Rec and from the Archery in the Schools program more so than we see it in the movies. That being said, on a national level, where there may not be archery interest in a lot of the rural areas and other areas of the country, then the movies do attribute it probably a good 60 to 75%.
Have other states other than Arizona also seen this kind of trend?
Yes, they have been noting it nationwide.
So I think for a lot of people, when they think archery, at least people of a certain age, they think William Tell and the apple on the head. I'm guessing that's not what younger people today are thinking about, though.
They're not thinking that, and hopefully we're trying to dissuade any of those topics and shooting things off of people's heads, actually. Robin Hood is very popular. They're thinking not so much hunting, but more of the target shooting and just spending time with the family, relaxing and competing. So when people think archery, they're thinking, hey, it's fun, let's go fling some arrows. But they also have to realize that archery is incredibly safe as well.
So who are you seeing coming out to either take archery lessons or maybe people who already know what they're doing who just come out to shoot?
All ages. We offer classes from 8 and above, and I have taught ladies as old as 93. It isn't just a centralized focus of the 12 to 14 year olds that maybe the movies are increasing. It's everybody.
So what do you think it is about archery that these younger people are saying, hey, this is fun, let's go do this?
Archery is a very easy sport to learn. It's a difficult sport to master because it is very mental, but it is very easy to learn. They can figure out the mechanics pretty quickly. It's easy to pull back, and when they let the arrow go, it's instant gratification. They see exactly where it hit. It's very similar to kids playing video games. When they plop on Mario's head, you know, they know that the little guy is squished and they can move on. And that's a very similar concept for archery.
So every 2 or 4 years, it seems that there's a new Olympic sport that's maybe one of the more obscure ones that sort of comes to the fore. We've seen this with curling and some others. Do you expect that archery will be the next hot thing at the next Summer Olympics?
Actually, the previous Summer Olympics, archery was very, very hot, so to speak. We had an Arizona archer in the Olympics, and they did win a medal. So it's very popular, and it has been growing from several years.
So do you expect this trend to continue? I mean, do you think that more and more people are going to continue to get into archery and really take it up as an activity?
I really do. We have seen, just through the Archery in the Schools program, it was started in 2002 in Kentucky. Arizona picked the program up in 2003. And again, by 2009, the number of archers in the Archery in the Schools program exceeded the number in Little League. So it has been a steady growth period, and we just continue to see that rising.
Tanya Washburn is Archery Education Coordinator for the Arizona Game and Fish Department. Tanya, thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a great day.
But we couldn't leave Tanya without getting to try our hand at some archery. So producer Sarah Ventry met her at Ben Avery Shooting Range for a quick lesson.
So how we're going to do this, we're going to grab this bow. You're going to come and stand right here. You're going to hold the bow right here.
Okay.
Now we're going to click the arrow on with your right hand, make the Boy Scout symbol. So go ahead and wrap your fingers around the string, close up by the arrow, close up. There you go.
Like that? Okay.
Uh-huh. Point your arm straight out at the target.
Okay.
Make your arm go straight. Now you're going to pull back and put your pointer finger in the corner of your smile. You're actually going to touch your face.
All the way?
All the way.
Wow.
Pull. Excellent. Keep going. Put your pointer finger in the corner of your mouth. Stare at the center of the target, and whenever you're ready, let go. See? How was that?
I feel so powerful. Okay. Not bad, but it is nowhere close to the target.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. It's your first one.
Okay.
Point your arm straight out. Stand up straight. Rotate your hips towards mine, just like Shakira. Hips don't lie.
Okay.
Okay, pull. Elbow up.
Relax your front arm. Just relax. Okay, stare at the center of the target, and whenever you're ready, let go of your finger.
It took a few tries, but after a little bit of practice, Sarah did hit the bullseye.
There you go.
Ah!
See?
Yes! That was awesome!
You can see video of Tanya and Sarah shooting at KJZZ.org/the show.